have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Do you have an upcoming event? Well, I encourage you to book Beyond the Fence Family for an amazing experience. Beyond the Fence is a talented group of men and women who have toured the world to display their talents of song and ministry. Did I forget to mention multi-award winners? They're your one-stop shop for making your events the best in the city. Book Beyond the Fence today at beyondthefence.org. Click menu, then contact. Beyond the Fence, your audience will thank you.
Several nights, and he's calling me to help him on his way. If I didn't mind, could I stay on the phone and pray? So I walk into the living room, and Lord, this is what I said to you, cause you're the only way.
Lord, I raise this up to you, and only you can bring the favor down and bring peace with.
Could barely hold my eyes. Then my boss, he called me in the office by surprise. To myself, oh Lord, I put this in your hand. And with fear, I went to him, said, here I am. Close the door, I know that you're a praying man. My heart is heavy and I'm in need of counseling. I think I'm about to lose the love of my life. The doctor says she's ill, but I can't lose my wife. Getting weak. Now that I'm down, I need someone to pray.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
Welcome, yes, yes, yes. Welcome to Beyond the Radio. This your main man, your host, David Benton, and I am in the building. And you know what? I am smiling. We got a wonderful show for you tonight. Yes, we do. What you just heard for the intro, that was my main man, Beyond the Fence artist G Will. And G Will stands for God's Will. That was the song, Lord I, his single. Please, please go to all digital outlets. Whatever your favorite digital outlet is, he will be on there. That's G Will, the song Lord I. Shout out to G Will. He's our DJ as well. He's always in the building. Oh. Got a shout out to my dogs. That's right. And we got a wonderful show. You guys, so hey, tonight, I'm telling y'all, we are going to make y'all smile tonight because we got some wonderful guests. So I'm going to just get to it because we have a wonderful show lined up. So can I get a drum roll? Coach Shay Samuels, are you in the building?
Coach Shay Samuels is in the building. And I'm smiling, Coach David. In fact, I'm smiling from ear to ear. Shout out to the Elation family. Shout out to Kimmy Kim and to DeAndre Ivory. We love you guys, and we thank you for all that you do.
Yes, yes, yes. And, oh, Coach Shay, I'm just excited about tonight's show. I am. We had the Goddess and Everything Conference 8 years in. Woman of God, Queen, you did your thing. Oh, man, I'm just so excited for tonight. Yesterday was so phenomenal. It was so phenomenal. The young speaker of Benson. Maurice, a young man, I have a chance to mentor and coach. It's such a blessing to see how wonderful this brother spoke. And that was his first time speaking. I was amazed.
Yeah, it was. And I think that one thing I love about the conference is that we do give the children an opportunity or our youth an opportunity to really speak out. I think sometimes they don't realize how they know that they're creative, but they don't realize how to bring it out until they do something like this. And, you know, I loved hearing him talk afterwards because he was ready for more. You know, he was like, I'm waiting for the mic around my ear, and, you know, I can't wait. I see myself in front of a million people. He was already ready to go just from this one experience. So I just encourage us as adults to give the children an opportunity, show you their creativity, and give them an opportunity, even if you feel like the platform may be too big. They know so much, Coach David, that I believe, just like Benson did yesterday, that we can be taught from them as well.
Well, Coach Shay, can I get a beatbox so I can introduce our next guest? Can I get a beatbox, Coach Shay?
Sure, sure.
Oh. All right, so I'm about to introduce our next guest. I got to after that one. The infamous, the awesome, Lady Wisdom, Paula G. Voice, are you in the building?
Paula G. Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight is in the building. Yes, sir.
Paula, Paula, Paula.
are you, love?
I mean, if I knew the beatbox was for you, I probably would have put a little, you know, like little Fat Boys type of beatbox in there for you.
Hey, you made my evening. It was perfect. You made my evening.
Yes,
a woman of many talents.
Yes. Ms. Polly G. Voice, I just want to say thank you for coming in tonight. I appreciate you. You were such a wonderful co-host. I had such a phenomenal time. And, you know, they call you Lady Wisdom because you have so much wisdom. And I want to personally tell you thank you so much for your wisdom.
Well, I appreciate that, my brother, and I thank you. You know, and I think all of us, as we continue this journey called life, we all gain knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge is what we do with that knowledge to translate it into wisdom. Because we all got the knowledge, we all gain these experiences, and what we do with what we've learned, that's where the wisdom comes. So we all have the opportunity and the capability to gain that wisdom and utilize that wisdom, but it is a choice. It is a choice. So thank you.
Yes, it is. And, you know, for our kings and queens, men and women of God, for those you are, who are listening, if you missed the Goddess and Everything Conference, the 8th annual Goddess and Everything Conference, who is led by Coach Shay Samuels, she was blessed, and God put that in her spirit to bring this to light. And it was a beautiful thing, but this year was the men's edition. And we have, we're about to introduce two of our awesome guests who was original speakers, and because this thing called life happens, you know, they wasn't able to get on there. But the beautiful part, they may not spoke like they wanted to, but here's the beautiful part. They still attended. Now, how when I say that's humility at its finest, that shows that they wasn't about self. They was about the vision. See, they was about the vision. True representation of what men look like. That's what we want. So it was only important for us to have these two great men who I honor so much on this show tonight. Can I get a drum roll? Ow. CJ, can I get a drum roll? Pastor Donnie Benton, are you in the building?
I am in the building.
Yeah, how you doing, big brother? And I mean that literally. This is my big brother. How are you doing, Johnny Benton, pastor?
I'm excellent. Actually, I would like to go back to the beginning so I can hear that beatbox again. I thought Biz Markie was in there somewhere. That was awesome. That was awesome.
I guess I can hit a little beatbox. Hold on one second. Hold on. Let me see if I can get it out.
Watch out now.
I almost broke out. You got what I need. Don't make it happen.
Hey, Pastor Johnny Ben, man, I just want to tell you thank you, Johnny, man, for coming on tonight. It's such an honor to have you, man, as my big brother, who really have mentored me, you know, growing up. You've shown me a lot, man. I appreciate you for being a part of molding me and being the man I am. And, man, I appreciate you so much for, you know, still coming on the conference, even though you didn't get to speak, man. So it was definitely a blessing and an honor to have you, man. So I just want to tell you thank you very much.
No thanks necessary. We're family. You're my little brother, and you are a mentor, and I love what you guys are doing. And I will support it in any way possible because we need more people like you. We need more people like Coach Shay. We need those that are going to stand up and then show the world what a true light is. You know, sometimes you don't have to be the spotlight to actually make an impact, to make a difference. Those, they're folks that are ground workers, I call them, you know, the weekday workers, not the weekend warriors. I don't need somebody shouting on Sunday and then on Monday doing whatever they want. You got to do it every day. And that's what you guys do. So I appreciate what you do.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
And we're going to bring in our next guest as well. So, because, you know, we're going to get this thing really started. I told y'all, kings and queens, men and women, the God of the world, we got an awesome show for you tonight. I told you it's going down. Can I get another drum roll? See, I hit the high note. My man, the prophet, Jerome Tomlin, are you in the building?
I'm in the building. I'm in the building. No cap.
Romy, Romy, in the house.
Watch
your mouth. Yes, sir. Prophet Jerome Tomlin, man. Hey, man, thank you so much for being right here on Beyond the Radio. Man, it was such a blessing to have you yesterday, my brother, in the Goddess and Everything Conference. It's a blessing to say you were once my cellie in federal prison. And
yes,
I used to say, you need your Bible literally all day. All day, man. So, thank you, man. I love you, and I thank you, brother.
Man, it's with great honor. It's with great honor. I just believe, you know, and exalt. You know, the Bible said we should esteem others higher than ourselves. So I just want to, you know, give my accolades, my honors to you and to Sister Shay Samuels. Definitely a blessing to the body of Christ. We do need more of this. This is the epitome of the scriptures that says the kingdom of God suffered violence and the violent taketh it back by force. And I believe that you all are doing that. It's a great movement.
Yes, sir. So, we was talking about the Goddess and Everything Conference, of course, and we doing a short recap for real. And, you know, we have our two ladies up here, man, to give us the balance that's required. The Goddess and Everything Conference, the men's edition. As we as men are shaping and molding our household, there's so many women who have to take that role because we haven't really fulfilled the role.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Donnie, I want to ask you first, what do you think it takes, man, to get our women? Because some women are just so against it. They feel like it's a problem. They feel like we're coming in and taking control to weaken them versus build them. What can we do to get our households back in order how it was designed?
I think that it stems from a man actually teaching the daughter, because there are so many men out there, even if they're not in the household, that can still instill in their daughters the significance of what a man is, what a father is, and how he should treat her so that she understands what a real man is, first of all. And I think good godly wisdom, they need to understand that God is first. And so if they have that in their lives, they would understand that men are not a threat, but an asset. I really think that we really need to get back to the fact that a lot of these young ladies feel like they're left alone because they don't have that figure. And as I said, you know, if that father is going to be a real role model, then he needs to teach her what a real man looks like.
That's powerful.
That is powerful. Man, I'm not even going to go behind that. It's unnecessary. Prophet Jerome Tomlin, could you expound on that as well, brother? What do you think?
I'm always a firm believer that and everything that starts or end in life or just, you know, go on throughout the process, I believe that everything begins with God. Everything begins with God, you know, whether people may have knowledge of who God is or not. You know, I believe everything starts with God. And I think the perfect example of how to treat women, even our daughters and things like that, being in their presence, is to learn the example of Christ and how he loved the church. I don't think it's just for, you know, loving, a husband should love the wife as Christ loved the church. I believe in general, you know, that even a brother loving his sister, loving his mother, loving his aunts, any person, I believe that we take from the example of Jesus Christ and how he treated the church, how he treated people at large, no matter what background they came from or anything. I believe that's key to bringing things in proper alignment, back into its proper order, and also dealing with the mind state, you know, things that have happened, whether it was in their childhood or just going throughout life. I think we have to relieve our minds from these chains of bondages based on memories. If we can get past those memories of certain abuse and harm, things will become better.
Yes. Paula G. Voice, what do you think as a woman, you know, what can we do without, because here's the thing, we're coming up in a world today to where, you know, a lot of women are feeling like, well, I don't need a man, you know, and some feel like, well, I'm not going to let a man control me. They're looking at it as controlling to damage instead of building up. So how would you encourage these women, and how would you encourage the men to bring balance back to the household?
I would, I'll answer that, this in two parts, and you know, understand I'm speaking to the audience that I'm speaking from my experiences. I don't claim to have all the answers, and I don't claim to be an expert. I'm just speaking from my experiences. I would add to what my brothers have stated already. What I would add to that is it's not so much what, from the female perspective, because you all have already articulated from the male perspective, from the female perspective, I would say that we as women have to come to the table whole. Part of the issue, in addition to what the brothers were sharing, part of the issue is a lot of us are coming to the table, coming to these relationships,
I like that,
facing our men broken. So coming to the table broken, whether we admit it or not, whether we realize it or not, and I know a lot of my sisters are probably not going to be happy with me, but I'm going to be real tonight. A lot of us are coming to the table broken, for a lot of the reasons, the remnants of the reasons that the brothers have mentioned. My brother mentioned, you know, a man teaching his daughter how a man is supposed to treat her if she doesn't, she does not have that man in her life, her father in her life, or that man, that father figure, then she doesn't get that foundation of how a man is supposed to treat her. She doesn't get that initial validation of her worth. And so therefore we begin to build this brokenness. We live through this brokenness, and then we look at life through our brokenness, whether we realize it or not. So we've got to go back. It's our mindset as well. We've got to go back. We got to peel back the layers. We got to heal a lot of those wounds that are in our own lives so that we can come to the table whole and make good choices of whomever that man is on the other side of the table. For me, it's about complimenting whoever that man. I was listening to a sermon and a bishop was talking about, you know, when you have a relationship between a man and a woman, you look at it like a pair of shoes. Now, a sneaker could be considered a shoe. A cowboy a boot could be considered a shoe. But you're not going to put a boot on your right foot and a sneaker on your left foot. You're either going to put two, a left and a right boot on, or a left and a right sneaker on. And that's the point that we have to come to, however that looks. It's going to be a journey. It's going to take some work because all of this didn't happen overnight. We didn't get to this conversation overnight. So it's not going to be a quick fix. It's going to take some work and some communication and open-mindedness and willingness for both of us to come to the table with some degree of humility.
That's good.
I think you were on mute, but I can hear you. So I want to expound a little bit on what Paula G was saying, and I love that. I love that you said this, and I will also make the disclaimer that I am no expert, but life, there's a song that I love, Experience is a Good Teacher. I was going to say that. Experience is a good teacher. Everybody says some great things. And since we're talking about, you know, daughters and men coming into the home, I can tell you that for a long time, even in my home when I was growing up, my mom didn't have a lot of men around us, but there were a lot of different men left their impression on me. I can see a lot of them in me as I grew up. And I can tell you that I probably developed a bit of bipolar behavior because, and I mean that loosely, I just mean I've gravitated to a lot of, I pulled on a lot of what they have instilled in me. And one, what looked like protection for me from that person was really an abusive behavior towards my mother that I didn't learn until I was older. So there was a behavior that was abusive, but for me, I saw it as protection. So when I started dating, I was looking for men to protect me in that way. And when I didn't get it, it was almost like they were failed relationships. Some didn't do anything. My mom did everything. So when I saw my mom doing everything, I just automatically assumed that a woman does take care of her man. And so when I developed a relationship, I was the person who did all the taking care of and felt that I was having a successful relationship, right? Then there's my biological father. My biological father, who I was raised under his mother, but was never in the home, a young father playing basketball. In those days, you don't have kids while you're on scholarship. And so it wasn't a hidden secret, but I understood at a young age why he disappeared. And so when men did that, to me it was, it's okay because my father did it. So as a young woman experiencing these levels of men attaching themselves to me in love, quote unquote, because they only know how to love me where they are, right? And I'm now understanding as a woman in my 40s and two children of my own and then two grandbabies with that, I'm now understanding the hardship that it is to know that I have to erase all of what I learned and what I know. My mother used to bring plates to one of the guys and the forks and the salt and the pepper and everything. And I was telling her this the other day, and I would say to me, I would say, oh, I love how she's doing this. I love it. And then realized that when she saw me doing it, she thought that I was abused. Well, I never knew why she thought I was abused. It was confusing me because she was only doing it because she was abused. You get what I'm saying? So we have to be mindful that
if we're only allowing our daughters to see what's being done rather than being open with them to tell them that this is not acceptable, they're going to grow up with that bipolar behavior and not be able to even endure a successful relationship because all of that baggage is in them. So that's what I want to say.
Echoes from the generations.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're going to go
echoes from the generations.
Yeah, we're going to go to a quick music break. When we come back, say we're just going to go straight back to it. Let's just go to our quick music break and let's go straight back to our guests. This is wonderful. This is going so good. It's like we might need a part two. This is awesome.
This is good.
Here we go to some music. Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music? Where the music, DJ?
She had a dream that she could do it, Somehow she lost her way and didn't stick to it. She wanted the house, the cars, the money. She did all that she could. In her mind, she was so focused, doing overtime in the diner. Just wanted someone to wine and dine her. She didn't believe in herself.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself,
believe in yourself. Believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. She was diagnosed with cancer, going to the doctor for some answers. They said she wouldn't make it, she couldn't take it. She did all that she could, getting sick from the chemo. Bank account started looking real low. She knew she could make it, she wouldn't take it. She believed in herself.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself, believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
Yeah,
you can. Let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Ooh. You can make it. Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. You can make it. You can make it.
You can make it.
Believe in yourself.
Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Go down, you stupid. man with a boy in me. Back at the best of target, that's the boy in you. You're not a man because you can pull the chopper. You're not a man because you can hold your vodka. A loud boy with a weak bite. You're not a nigga, you can street fight. Riding in the gray Porsche, say you love the streets, what you show hate for? You're on the wrong team, who do you play for? Hold on, you stupid.
Welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
Yep, that's right. That's right. Welcome back to Beyond the Radio. I'm your co-host, Shay Samuels, and I'm on with your main man, your host, David Benson. And we have a few special guests with us tonight, so we are not going to do the sponsors, but shout out to all of you. We're going to get right back into the questions. So I have a question for Pastor Johnny Benton. David Benton's song, Go Dumb. I love that song, but it's encouraging men to really stop doing the things that, you know, I can't say like young boys do, but I guess it's you know, you're an older man. It's time for you. I won't say settle down, but there's so many things that you could be focusing on. How can you encourage some men tonight on this show, listening to us tonight? How can you encourage men tonight to really just not be dumb?
First, let me just say, I don't want to go dumb or be stupid, and I want to make it. So,
I love it.
So the premise to that, I'll just say this. When I was a young man, I thought as a young man, and I did things in a young man's way. But when I became a man, I had to put away childish things. And that's what God tells us. You learn through your mistakes, which are experiences. See, don't ever think or let a mistake take you out of the count. You have to take that moment and understand that it's a building block, a learning tool. It's something that you can work with. My mother taught me that just because you make a mistake is not the end of the world. You got to pick your face up off the ground, and you got to keep moving forward. As I got older, I started seeing things in a light to where, like, I'm going around the same mountain, And what can I do to stop? And so I decided to give God a try. And in 1996, I made a true commitment. And I think the first thing that you have to do is understand that you can do nothing without God who strengthens you. You have to let the Lord lead your life. A man that wanders without God is a man that's going to wander alone because of free will. And free will is destructive because we have the choice to choose the things that we do. And us as men and with the flesh that we have, we choose the wrong things every time because this flesh is a very, very powerful thing. So we have to become prisoners of God. We have to allow ourselves to not be shackled by slavery like we were, but slavery to God's will. So I'll take that shackle, put that chain on my leg, and let me carry that with me because I know that in the end that when that shackle is unloosed, that I'll be in a place where I know that I'm free. So the mindset has to be don't allow yourself to do those things and continue to go around that same mountain over and over. I know a lot of young men that have become old men that do the same thing. I just don't understand how you can, I call it byproducts of the flesh. You can drink, you can smoke, you can womanize and do all of the things that you know is going to destroy the body, but the mind has not developed. So at some point, you just got to grow up. You got to understand that you got young men looking at you and understand that they're going to emulate who you are for the good or for the bad. And what do you want your legacy to be? I choose for my legacy to be that I at least tried to make an impact, that I at least tried to say, you know what, you are better and greater than what the world tells you. You are going to be a great man, but there's a development there. And you have to, those stepping stones, you have to build on that. But the only way to do that is to get God in your life and make sure that you keep him there and keep him in the forefront.
Yes, that's really good. Amen. And, you know, you kind of segue into our next my next question, so I really appreciate that. And I believe, men, that if you follow those principles, when I was a child, I think as a child, and now that I'm older, I'm doing away with childish things. We really have to get to that point, men and women, but we're talking about men of finding their value in this time in this season of our lives. We need it. The women need it. So Pastor, Prophet Jerome, he was talking about the prison, and you were behind the fence at one point, and now you're beyond the fence. And there was a young, there was a pastor on who talked about sending pictures home to his child, and the picture showed how amazing or awesome the, I don't know if you guys remember that, but he said, I was sending pictures home with my gold chains and my nice sneakers, and I was posted up in the cell. And my father told me that what I was showing my son was that this was okay. So now that you are beyond the fence and you are out here, active citizen, encouraging and inspiring, can you tell us or give again someone, not just your testimony briefly, but really how you were able to truly go beyond your fence? How did you become Prophet Tyrone outside of beyond your fence?
First, it started within because I was at that point where I was just sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired. I think it wasn't just my body that was tired. My soul was tired. I went in with my hands surrendered to God and allowed God to come in, come all the way in. And my mission started from there. So it was my mindset to change things. I didn't want to get out and do the same old thing. So I started writing letters. I started writing letters to family members, friends, everybody. I wanted to tell them about the type of peace, the experience that I experienced, things that God had did in my life. I didn't want no more parties. I wasn't looking for no drug pack to be put in my hand, none of those things. I had already made the initiative steps to go ahead and put this out there that this is not the same person that went in. And so while I was in there, I received a letter from a friend of the neighborhood, and he wrote a long letter to me, but it was just one thing that stuck out to me, it highlighted to me, and it was like a light bulb. He said, brother, he said, don't let nothing or no one convince you that the road to consequences is the one to take. And that was something that really, really stuck with me, along with the impact. I'm talking about a real spiritual experience that I cried for days, because a peace that I searched for in sex, a peace that I searched for in selling drugs, having a lot of money, being flashy, having cars, doing this, doing that. This peace that God gave me was unexplainable. I mean, it was a peace. And I mean, he emptied me and filled me with the Holy Ghost, with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence in one day. But it took a process, because I began to fast and I began to pray. I had to lay down a lot of plates. I mean, this was constantly. This was every week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, no food, no water. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, no food, no water. And the more I done it, the more God began to pour in, the more I began to hear his voice. So whenever I was released, I was released from state, and I went straight to federal. And that's where me and Brother Benton met at. And the impact of that was, you know, because the miracles that I seen in there was really like, man, God, not only what he did for me, but I began to see God hands-on through vessels who were sold out to God. So upon my release, I had to go to a halfway house. I had to work my way back into society. I had to live off the faith that I had in God, because I had no money. I had nothing. You know, I had nothing but God. Right. And I began to see God provide for me, jobs, favor, everything. Everything was coming. Everything was in perfect alignment. Like, everything was just going. So I know, you know, that right there was a motivation to me. I wanted to speak into everybody's life, especially young people, gangbangers, drug dealers, prostitutes, people, you know. To me, God placed an anointing on me from where he pulled me from, you know.
Yeah.
He pulled me from the corners, from the blocks, from robbing, from shooting, and stuff like that. So whenever he cleaned me up, he put that type of anointing on me to go back to those kind of people, you know, and go get them. You go get them, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what I done, and that's my passion, that's my heart, you know, and I'll do this till I leave here.
Well, I appreciate you. And basically what I got from that was that, men, if you know that you have a purpose, or maybe you're not able to identify with your purpose, let me apologize too, because I said Pastor Tyrone. I do I'm covered under one of the churches with Pastor Tyrone is there. It's Prophet Jerome Tomlin. So if you are looking for him, it's Prophet Jerome Tomlin. But what you're saying is your purpose is attached to where you came from.
Absolutely.
A lot of people are looking elsewhere to do what they need to do, but if God is calling you, you may be called back to the very place that you were delivered from. Who better to go into knowing what that experience is, a good teacher, right? So who better to go back into that place? And sometimes, you know, sometimes you go back and you may be fearful that they're going to attack you, but in the lion's den, you will not be touched. So if you consider that your lion's den experience, know that if God called you to be there, you will not be touched. So thank you so much for that testimony. Paula G, Voice Lady Wisdom After Midnight, my question for you is, after hearing our two brothers talk and knowing that everything that they've been through, you said something so profound yesterday, and we talked about it a little bit earlier today, just that peace. Can you encourage the women tonight just on that peace that our men need after going through everything that they go through, things that we know and things that we don't know? It's the things that we don't know that's tearing them down. Ladies, let a lady wisdom bless you tonight. Can you talk about that peace that is so needed for our men?
Wow. You know, as I was listening to my brothers, I was just, you know, my heart goes out to both of them, and I'm encouraged by both of them, because they both have, had a mindset change to do what it is that they have been charged to do by God. And what I would say to the women is we have to understand that our men are up against a lot. Someone once said, and I can't recall who it was, but someone once said that the black man is the most feared man on the planet because he's the strongest. He's the king. He has had to endure so much. He has had to carry so much. And as our men have journeyed through life, they may not have necessarily made the best choices. And some of those choices have come out of some of those challenges. And David, you spoke to it a while back, you know, and I don't want to get into a history lesson, but you really made a great point a while back about the systemic challenges that we have had over the generations that have brought us to the place where we are. And that may be a whole nother show. But as women, when we see a man like our brothers who have turned their lives around, who are seeking God's voice, who are men who are on a journey to do what it is that God has called them to do, what is it that you can do to help that brother along the way? What is it that you can do to encourage that brother? What are the words that you can speak into that brother to help him be successful on that journey? Because to my brother's point, the peace of God that he said that God brought over him is the peace of God, but it's that word peace. And gentlemen, correct me if I'm wrong, but I do believe that y'all seek peace in your lives. And when you have a woman that is coming to the table, when you have a woman that is taking that journey alongside of you, you would hope and pray that she would bring peace into your life, that she would add, that she would complement to help you on that journey so that you can regain, so that you can regain your rightful place so that you can achieve and accomplish those things that you are looking to achieve and that you are looking to accomplish according to God's will. And when that happens, when that happens and you're walking in that path and you're doing what it is that God has called you to do, whether she realizes it or not, she in turn will reap the rewards of that as well. Gentlemen, correct me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm. You are 100% right.
Absolutely.
Well, I appreciate that, Paula G. And I pray that this really blessed you, listeners tonight. I mean, it really blessed me. What I heard, Paula, from you, Proverbs 15:1 says, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a hard word stirs up anger. And so we have to be mindful that they're still men and they're still bottled up. And yes, women, we have our own angers. We have our own anxieties. However, we're talking about the leaders of our home. I believe that if we can build them up in their minds and we can do what Proverbs says to give a gentle answer and not hard or harsh words, that we won't stir up the anger that causes the confusion. So with that being said, we're at our last couple of minutes. I would love for everybody to just give a short encouraging word to the listeners. I want to start with Pastor Johnny Benson, but if you can give a word of encouragement to the listeners tonight.
Absolutely. This is going to be towards the ladies. My wife took care of me after I had a massive heart attack. She never asked me to do anything that I couldn't do. She picked up the mantle when I couldn't. She made sure that I had everything that I needed. She went to work and provided for my family when I couldn't. And that is the meaning to me and the definition of a helpmeet. She stood by my side, and she walked for me when I couldn't. She picked me up and carried me. So, ladies, there's nothing wrong with being strong. But understand, once I was able to get back on my feet and go back to work, she allowed me to take my role back and never had a problem with it. But we do things together. We've been married, praise God, come this February, the 24th. It'll be 25 years. But the definition of a wife, thank you. The definition of a strong wife to me is someone that understands that when you're not able, that they don't emasculate you. They still build you up, but then they do what's necessary to make sure you still feel like a man and that you're still the head of the household. And that's exactly what she did. And so I encourage you ladies to understand that you are not beneath. You are still the head. We share this thing together. And if we understand that we put God first and he is first, we understand as men, God is first, family second, then I am third. And then that way we understand the power of what God has for us in our lives.
Amen. Prophet Jerome Tomlin.
All right. I would speak in terms of, I heard it said through a speaker at one particular time, be careful what you think because your thoughts become your words. I mean, your thoughts become your feelings. Be careful what you feel because your feelings become your words. Be careful what you speak because your words become your actions. Your actions become your habits, and your habits become your character. And so I would say on the line tonight to all the hearers, whoever you are, be that person to the fullest, your wife, to your husband, or what have you, because just as God has created a whole man, he also brought a whole woman. There's also something that God also showed me years ago, and he said to me, he said, women are helpmeets. They're not meat, less help. And so with that being said, I think that whenever we show the love of Christ, then the submission coming under something is not a hard task to do. And so that applies to both parties. So I will say again, that wholeness is really the key to having a successful marriage, having a successful family, is people being whole and functional rather than dysfunctional.
I love it. I love it. I do hear a series coming on, as Paula G said. I'm going to say thank you all for coming on and recapping with us. And David Benson, I'm going to hand it back to you, sir.
Yeah, I'm so super excited. I appreciate my guest, Prophet Jerome Tomlin. Thank you, my big brother, Pastor
thank
Johnny
you,
Benson. Thank you. The wonderful Lady Wisdom. Paula G. Thank you. Thank you so much. This was so awesome. We're going to have all three of y'all on individually because y'all gave so much meat, so much insight. I think it's important that, you know, all three of y'all deserve y'all own segment to come on, and people need to hear what y'all have to say because we really couldn't get all this out in this 1 hour. I appreciate y'all and really love y'all so much for coming out. Men and women of God, kings and queens of the world, I told y'all we had a wonderful show for you guys tonight. Didn't I tell you? I told you we were going to be cool. I told you
we were going to be cool. Now you see why I had to. Now you see why I had to do the question.
Yeah. I just want to hear the beatbox one more time.
Beatbox, yes. Encore on beatbox.
Oh, goodness. Let me think.
I want y'all to come back next week right here on Beyond the Radio, and I may have one of these as one of the guests 3 weeks in a row. I need y'all three to reach out to me. We're going to get this thing popping because we're going to have all y'all one in a row. We about to schedule this date tonight. And with that being said, we'll see y'all next week. Shout out to Relation Radio, the family. We love you. Kenny Kim, we love you. Shout out to all the Beyond the Queen artists. The Jewel. Miss Alma. I'm going to pick up her single. This is my love song. And my main man, who y'all heard in the beginning of the show, the introduction, G. Will. We love y'all.
Draw me closer to you.